This is episode 1703. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are. I'm recording this for a Saturday's meditation, and if you are here on a Saturday, you get extra bonus points for meditating when you could be doing so many other things, but you have shown up for yourself to give yourself one of the best experiences that we are now discovering is attributed to meditation, the benefits of meditation. So you are going to enjoy a little more peace, energy, and clarity on your weekend. If you are listening to this and it is not the weekend for you, that is fine. You can listen to these episodes in any order you want. They don't follow any sequence, but each episode is customized around a theme that we explore for a week. Our theme this week, and this is the final episode in the 7-part series we've been exploring this week, all about love and affection. And we have been following along with the work of C.S. Lewis and his book, The Four Loves. And this week, you've explored the first love, which is foundational love, the love that sets the tone for how you will perceive love throughout your whole life. This familiar or affectionate love is the love between family members, which is not always so loving, but this is the kind of love that doesn't have to do with preference. It has everything to do with familiarity. And so whether or not you get along with your family members or childhood friends is not so much what this love is about. This love is about those people who left an indelible mark on how you perceive connection with others. You may have thought back over your childhood this week and felt a lot of anger or sadness or resentment. And if so, know that you are on a healing journey simply by allowing yourself to have this awareness of how your core foundational love emotions were formed. We have our full guided meditations on my Sip and Om meditation app. And this app you can try for 2 weeks free access to the whole app when you subscribe. So you'll receive 2 weeks free access. And each week we follow along with this series, just like we do here on the podcast. And you learn a meditation technique, just like you do here, but you're guided in a full meditation, taking you a little more deeply into these topics that can become a little heavy. Know that you are doing deep inner work. Meditation is an inward ritual. And so you may notice that certain emotions come up as you meditate, and that is great. It allows you to process your emotions instead of mask your emotions. So again, the Sip and Om meditation app is for you if you'd like as well a journal that goes along with each week's series, as well as a slowdown guide with the different techniques we explore every week. In today's meditation, I'll get you started as you review your week in reverse. Whether or not you followed along with this series this week or you're just joining us now, it's all good. Whatever happened during your week, you will go through a brief review, focusing on some of the highlights of your week as you lay it to rest so you can move on and move into another brand new series that begins every Sunday. So for you, begin to relax your mind and body, closing your eyes, keeping them slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows, your spiritual eye, as it's referred to in yoga and meditation. Begin to notice tense areas in your body and gently relax those areas. And think back over your week in reverse, starting with this moment here and now as you're getting ready to go into. Now think of your week in reverse, remembering the highlights, those events, those things, those people, those situations that captured your attention, whether it was in a positive, uplifting way or a way that caused you some challenge emotionally. Notice when you felt uplifted. Going back through your week in reverse. And notice when you felt upset, and notice as well what seemed to have triggered feeling upset. continue meditating and reflecting, going back through your week in reverse, noticing what you consider a big win for yourself, maybe something you overcame or became aware of, and also notice what was difficult and what triggered it. You are so worth slowing down for.